Today's shiur is sponsored by the Virtual Halacha Program, a program to learn halacha at a high level under the auspices of Rav Remenzal, with an option for smicha. Visit vhalacha.com for more information about the Nuzman beginning now, learning Hilchos Shabbos and Basar B'Chalav.
Okay, today's daf is Shviyas Daf Yud, the 10th daf here in Masechah Shviyas, and we are on Tesma Beis by the Mishnah, and we're going through various activities that are mutter until Rosh Hashanah, right? So the Mishnah started on Daf Chesma Beis, Mizablin, Ma'adrin, all these until Rosh Hashanah. Just to summarize, again, from a same perspective, but just the different words, the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Shlishi of Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel summarizes a number of these Mishnayos that we're in the middle of. So let's just read some of the Rambam's words. The Rambam says, Avodas Ha'aretz Bashana Shishis Shloshim Yom Samach L'Shviyas, right, working the land in the sixth year, for 30 days before Shemitah, Asura Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Mebedeshu Misachna L'Shviyas. Because it already gets the land ready for Shemitah, and therefore for already a month before, that is considered Tosefa Shviyas. That was, remember, the Din, the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Then the Rabbanan added on, extra times, what was called the Shnei Prakim, and that was Shavuos and Pesach, depending on which type of field you're talking about. V'davar zeh bizman shebeis ha-migdash kayim hu, she-ne'asar mipi ha-shmua, but this is was only bizman ha-migdash. V'gazru chachamim, shelo yuchar shim sada ilan erev shviyas bizman ha-migdash, ela aratzeres, v'stei alav adat ha-pesach. We added on some extra time, that's for sure, the Rabbanan. The extra Tosefes. Ubizman she'ein bis ha-migdash kayem, and when we don't have a base ha-migdash, mutarim ba'avodas ha'aretz ad Rosh Hashanah k'din Torah. It was built in, if you remember, to the din daraisa. If it's daraisa, then the heter is daraisa. It was built in that it was only bizman ha-migdash and not after zman ha-migdash. Then the Rama goes through what is stay ilan and what is stay alavan, as we discussed already over the past week or so. Week and a half, remember, Stei Ha'ilan is three trees in a beis sa'ah, and it has to produce a certain amount of weight of figs, while the netios have different shiurim, right? The younger saplings have 10 to a beis sa'ah, but that allows you to go all the way until Rosh Hashanah, right? The three in a beis sa'ah of Stei Ha'ilan is only until the later time. So, and we knock off some of the time, but either way, go through all of these details. And then the Rambam says in Halacha Tes, V'chalad Rama Elu Bizman HaMikdash Kvosh HaMarnu. As we said, all these details about stay Elon and stay Lavan, that's not Nola Maisa tonight. That's only Bizman HaMikdash. Aval Bizman HaZeh, Mutar and Bavodas Arith at Rosh Hashanah. But Bizman HaZeh, then it's Mutar, even if Shemitah Bizman HaZeh might be Daraisa. Rambam's not taking a stand on that. Churban versus not Churban. Churban versus not Churban. Still, there's no Tosefes, even if Shemitah Bizman HaZeh is Daraisa. Af Bizman HaMikdash Mutter, and now he adds, and even Bizman HaMikdash, when Tosefes was Asur, all of the following activities were Mutter. Mutter L'Sakel HaSados, to remove stones, U'L'Zabel, Ut, and to fertilize, V'La'adur HaMikshos HaMedlos, and to hoe the Mikshos, U'Beit HaShlachin Ad Rosh Hashanah. He goes through all of these and a number more that we're going to get to today. Kol avodas elu mutaras be'erev shviyas al ad Rosh Hashanah shel shviyas afilu bizman hamikdash. Right, even bizman hamikdash, these activities are going to be mutar. Right, and now back to our Mishnah. Now on the Tesma base. So we spoke last time about the activities in the previous Mishnah of Misaklin and how many opinions are reflected in the Mishnah. That was the last discussion that we had on Tesma Beis. Is there only two opinions in the Mishnah, or three opinions in the Mishnah? So now we get to other activities, right? Tesma Beis towards the bottom. Mizahamin es hanatios. Mizahamin. What's zihum? Again, some of these activities are not 100% clear. If you look here in the Mahara folder, mizahamin means kishaklipos ilan noshros madbikin zevel alav lahavriyo. We take some fertilizer and stick it on the tree where the tree is peeling a little bit to protect the tree. Kadesh alo yamos ha'ilan. Right, you're allowed to stick that on so the tree doesn't die. Some of these activities are even mutter during Shemitah, as we'll see, because it's prevent the tree from dying, as we know. The Pnei Moshe says mizahamin is something different, that you smear it with a certain type of foul-smelling oil in order that the worms don't come and try to eat the tree. Kadesh yevrichu es hatola'im mehen. Get different types of ideas of what mizamin is, but either way, it's for protection. Mizamin es hanetios, vikarchan osan, and you're also allowed to wrap up the tree What does wrap up the tree mean? So the Marafolda has 2 days here. Either tie something around the tree to protect the tree in the cold. This is to protect the tree. Karchandavar Savav Ilam Bekayetz Mabene Achama Ubechoref Mipnei Hatsina. Or Yesh Omrim Karchan Anafim Zu Imzu. You tie the branches together. Vekoshen Osola Mala Barashayim Kishelo Yu Nutushim Al Aris. You don't want the branches to be drooping onto the floor. It's like we had yesterday. Sometimes you want the tree to go straight up, so you put it tied to a board or to a pole, and sometimes you want it bent down to create shade, so you dafka either weigh it down with a stone or just put a spike in the ground for the 2 days in the Gemara. So here too, maybe you want to put it together so that it doesn't all lean down. Other activities, these are all mutter up until Rosh Hashanah. The Kotman, O son, and Kotman, what is Kotem? The Marafolda says to put ashes on some of their roots. The Kotman, O son, that also is some type of protection. For Osten Lahem Batim, and to make little houses. Little houses for the trees in order to protect them from too much sun and have them in the shade. Umashkinosan ad Rosh Hashanah. And then you could water them until Rosh Hashanah. Right? All of these are only Asur Durabanan, even at most these are Asur Durabanan during Shemitah. Some of these might even be Mutter during Shemitah if they're just protecting and making sure the tree doesn't die. Remember we had that already yesterday, and that's also Beferish. I don't know if we ever read it yet, so let's just read that one line. Moed Katan in the Bavli Dav Gimel Amen Aleph. The Lashon there is Trei Kishkusei Have Chad Avruye Ilone V'Chad Stume Pile. One is making the tree even healthier, and one is closing up little cracks in the tree. Avruye Ilon Usser, to develop the health of the tree, that's Usser. Stume pili shari, but closing up the cracks, that would be mutter. And we'll talk more about that, Baruch Hashem, in a little bit, that heter. So again, back to the Mishnah, putting ashes, and the last thing we said was watering them. So watering them, that is interesting. Vitosis harash, in Moed Katan Dav Gimel, quotes that there are brises that seem to say that watering the tree is a problem. But here we're saying that watering the tree is a mutter. Ask the Tosa Rush quotes from the Ravid numerous times. I don't know why, but Dafka, Tosa Rush and Moed Katan quotes the Ravid a number of times. I don't think he quotes the Ravid too often in other Masechtas. But there in Moed Katan, on Daf Gimel, the Ravid asks, V'hiksha ha-Ravid, mehadetan perek beiz dishviyas, our Mishnah, mizam enesa netios v'karkonot 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 v'karkonot. So what does it mean, ad Rosh Hashanah? Sounds like only until Rosh Hashanah. So it sounds like you're not allowed to water your plants during Shemitah, right? So it seems to say that you're allowed to put water, you're allowed to water even during Shemitah in Bishvias Lo. Alma also hashkos ilonos Bishvias. V'hacha sharinan. Here in Moed Katan, we allow it. V'chein masti sanami sharinan. And also the Mishnah. We're going to get to a Mishnah that says it's mutter. V'tirate says the Ravid. It basically depends what you're watering and does it really need it, and what type of plant. V'tirate. D'hacha ayri b'zeisim ha'om d'b'beis ha'shlachin. Right, what we're talking about there in Moed Katan is olives that are in a Beis HaShlachin that that you bring irrigation water. Dilo mashkelahu psidi. You're allowed to water if not watering would basically cause them to die. And therefore, that's mutter. So, watering, it depends. You can't just say watering is watering. Vahid, Mesecha Shviyas, our Brisa right here, Bidalo Kaimi Beis HaShlachin. It's not in an irrigation field. It could rely on rain. It doesn't need your watering. And therefore, it is going to be Usser. Va'od, he says, maybe it's Machlokas Tanam about it, as we will all talk about more. But again, the Yisod is, and the gardeners know this, and homeowners have to know this. If you're doing it to help the tree just exist and not ruin it, then it's okay. Like we saw recently from a Rav Asher Weiss's psak about cutting the grass. If it's cutting the grass, if you don't cut the whole grass is going to become qualitatively worse, and the roots are going to be ruined because it's not going to get the sun. That's okay. But if it's for the further development of the tree, of the grass, of anything, so then that would be usser. That's two types of watering, two situations of watering. Good. The Mishnah continues. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok Omer, Af Mashkehu Asanof B'Shvias Avalo Asa'ikr. You're allowed to water the branches during Shemitah so that the water then trickles down to the roots. But you can't water directly the roots. We're going to get to other examples, Be'ez Hashem, throughout this Masechta, about Shinui, doing Avodah B'Shinui. Right? We're familiar with Shini from Mehilcha Shabbos, that Shabbos doing something with Shini makes it Durabanan. Right, maybe based on Malachas Machsheves as well. But here we have a Shini during Shemitah, as we'll see. Again, the Midrashim talk about this, because remember the four activities that are usher during Shemitah are, right, Zemira and Zeria and Bitsira, like harvesting is going to be usher. How can harvesting be usher? It's a mitzvah to eat Shemitah fruit. You have to treat it with Kedusha. How can it be usher to harvest? So we're going to see the Midrashim tell you not to harvest in the normal way. You're going to have to do it in some type of shinui way. And the Rav Elazar bar Tzadok already mentions that here. If you water the branches, so then that is what's going to be mutter, even during Shemitah. So this is what the Tosa Rush already just quoted the Ravid. Maybe it's a machlokas tanoim. That was the second answer. Right, first answer is like, well, what are you watering? Is it for Avruye or Ukme? The second answer is maybe it's a machlokas hanoim, and that Gemara in Moed Katan is following the Shita of Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok here. Good. Says the Gemara continuing, Sachan es hapagin. Somebody has little unripe figs. The way that you could help them become ripe and stimulate the growth is by smearing them with oil, making a little hole in them so the oil ultimately goes inside. So that stimulates growth of these fruit. Pagan are unripe fruit. So sakana is a pagan umenach vinosan ad Rosh Hashanah. So until Rosh Hashanah, one is allowed to do that, to be mimaher, their bishul, to hurry and to hasten their growth. That is allowed before Rosh Hashanah. Pagi er shvias nechzul shvias. But if you have unripe fruit, that even if you would smear it, it's not going to be ripe before Shemitah. Even if you smear it, it's not going to be ripe before Shemitah. So it's going to be nichlas l shvias for sure. Right? You see, Mara Fulda. Peros she'ein mispashlan atishvi shel shvias. It's not going to become ripe. Ein sachron akronos abishishes. Then you cannot do this during the sixth year. Me'acher. I'm continuing reading the Marafolda. Me'acher she'enig my bishulan shetoni shviyas. Because basically, it's not going to be ready before Shemitah. This is called Shemitah fruit. And if it's called Shemitah fruit, then you can't do things to work to Shemitah fruit even before Shemitah. Even before Shemitah. Let's continue. Oh, you read one more line with the Marafolda because he's foreshadowing what's going to come. V'afilu b'makim shenagosh lalasuch. Even if nobody does this. Nobody does this in your area, you're still not allowed to do it. The Tanakhama says it's usher to do this. If these fruit aren't going to become ripe until during Shemitah, so then it's usher to do. That's considered working Shemitah produce. Continuing back to the Mishnah. So if you have these fruit that aren't going to be ripe until, even if you would do this smearing until during Shemitah, Vishal Shviyas Shiyas Lomosoy Shviyas, or if you have Shemitah fruit that are going to, that towards the end of Shemitah, that are going to the eighth year, Lo Sachim Lo Manach Vino Son. So then you're not allowed to do this process. Not allowed to do this process because it's considered working Shemitah produce. Rabbi Yehuda says, arguing on the Tanakhama, even the ones that are nichnas l'shmita, the ones that are going to Shvias, it depends. Makam shenagu lasuch, in a place where this is considered a regular avoda to do, then you're not allowed to do it. Ain't sachet v'bnei shi avoda. It's considered avoda that all the farmers do, so you're not allowed to do it. Makam shen lo nagu lasuch sachin. If it's not considered an avoda and where you are, so then one is allowed to do it because it's not called avoda. Period. Rabbi Shimon mater be'ilon. Rabbi Shimon says no, you're allowed to. In the second case, he's arguing on the motzoi shvius case that you're allowed to once you're at the eighth year, you're allowed to work the tree. Even there happens to be Shemitah produce on the tree, you're allowed to work the tree in the eighth year. Mebnei shu rashoi bavodas ha'ilan. Because you're allowed to work the ilan, you're allowed to work the tree. Right? The Maror Fold explains it as I just said. Rabbi Shimon matir be'ilan shu mali peir shvius. Lasas b'malacha b'motzoi shvius. Right? Even though the fruit are kadosh b'kedusha shvius, we didn't touch that topic at all yet in this besechta. Really, kedusha peir shvius, a lot to talk about. But that's what Rabbi Shimon says. Once it's the eighth year, you're allowed to work the tree, even though the fruit have Kedusha Shviyas on them. Good. We continue. Again, there's remember the chiluk of Avruye and Ukmi. Hopefully we'll come back to that a little bit later. But again, all of these activities, the Mishnah says, are either mutter up till Rosh Hashanah, and then we just had a discussion of maybe even within Shemitah for some. So Mizamenes and Atiyas, we just said, going back to the first line, Mizamen, putting either fertilizer on or putting something foul-smelling on to protect the tree. So Mizamenes and Atiyas, Masnisa, the Rebbe, the Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rebbe, who says it's only mutter until Rosh Hashanah. Bram kirabanin, but the Rabbanan say, Mizamin mitalin bishvius. Right? You even not this during Shemitah. As we said, these are activities that prevent and protect the tree. So the Rabbanan say, even during Shemitah it's mutter. Mizamin, as we explained what that was, matzlin. What's matzlin or mitalin for the word tolas? Again, one of these words that mean both. Matzlin means do something to prevent worms from coming. Right, so even though matlin is like tolas, so like misaklin is either remove stones or put stones. So in matalin, you're allowed to do this even during Shemitah because it protects the tree. Avalo b'moed, but not on chol hamoed. Right, the Bavli also has this. There are different types of days that there are limitations on our avoda. So Shemitah and chol hamoed both have limitations, but they're very different from each other. As we will see, very different from each other. Now, let's do it on Moed. Why not? The Ras Tzilio quotes. Look at the Gemara Ras Tzilio for a minute. He quotes the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Even though these activities are mutter on Shemitah, not mutter on Chol HaMoed. Avodah Zarah Daf Nun. Shvius Milachehi Da'aser Achmana. Tircha Shari. Shvius Milache is Aser. Tircha is mutter. Ube Moed Afilo Tircha Nami Aser. Chol HaMoed is even more Chamor. Chol HaMoed is even more chamer. The Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed. So that's Matzlian, Gemara and Erchin. But that is the Braisa. Avalo b'moed, kan v'kan, but both on Chol HaMoed and on during Shemitah, ein megazmin. You're not allowed to cut it very low to stimulate growth, because that's going forward, not just the protection. Avol no telo saroa, but you are allowed to take out the worms that you can see, right? Those can be taken out. Good. That is the let's just do one more line, and then we'll talk about a number of things. Rabbi Yosef Amar Abavuna, boy, ma ben hamizayim la'osa labayis. According to the Rabbanan, why is mizahim? We just quoted the Rabbanan, right? Why is zihum mutter even during Shemitah? You're allowed to put on this fertilizer. And again, we can't get lost in the details. I mean, it's important to learn the details of all these activities, but we're learning the yesodos behind the details. So why is Zihu Mutter during Shemitah while Osel Abayis? In the Mishnah, right, to build a house that protects the tree from the sun and the elements, that's only Mutter up until Rosh Hashanah. Right, the Rabbanan argued on the Mishnah by Zihu, but not by Osel Abayis. What's the difference? So, Hamizayim Eina Ola Kemoshiv Shomer. Right, so this is the Lashon, the same Lashon Amoid, Katan Dav Gimel in the Bavli, of Avruye Ilana and Ukme Ilana. You're doing it to better the tree or to protect the tree. What's the language of the Yerushalmi? Parallel. Zium is, you're just putting a guard, Kemoshiv Shomer. You're putting a guard, and if you're putting a guard, so that is allowed, and that's why it's allowed even during Shemitah. Bayis Osel Atzel, but for making a house, you're making it for shade, Vehi Gedela, Mechamato, and it's going to grow even more if you create this house for protection, and that's why it's going to be usher. Good. So we mentioned numerous times already this idea of within the world of Durabanans, it is mutter for the protection of the tree, and it's usher for if you do more. So there is a question that's asked by the Achronim. A parallel to what we discussed a few days ago, right? We discussed a few days ago the heter of ochel nefesh on yontif, right? Heter of ochel nefesh on yontif. You're allowed to cook on yontif. So we mentioned is that we have three possibilities: dechuya, hutra, einom bechlal iser. Remember that machlokes? The Ran in Beitza we quoted said, well, is this hutra or dechuya? Is Isser Malacha, there's an Isser Malacha on Yantif, but it's kind of like Asi Dechalosa say, the Heter of Ochal Nefesh is Docheit, is it like Dechuya, as we use the Lashon, or is it Hutra? It totally removes the Isser. You have an Isser Malacha, and then it's, Mutter on, because of the, and then the Isser disappears. But we saw the Ramban in Emor has an even more extreme formulation. It's not even Hutra. It's Eino Bechlau HaMalacha Klau. it was never included in the malacha. Right? It's not like on Shabbos, two people come to you, a chola and a goy. A chola shein bo sakana and a goy. So they say, oh, are we allowed to do malacha on Shabbos? So you say the chola shein bo sakana, yeah, you can do malacha on Shabbos. Why? You're mitzuvin malacha, but Hashem says you're allowed to do this to save your life. Either hucha or dechuya. The goy comes, am I allowed to do malacha on Shabbos? Yeah. Why? Because you're a goy. Because you're not mitzuvin Shabbos at all. Right? They're both allowed to do malacha, but very different. Right, so those last two formulations about ochel nefesh, is it allowed or it was never usher in the first place? So that is also a discussion here. We say there's an isser of doing malacha during Shemitah, but we say if it's for the protection of the tree and for the tree so the grass doesn't die, you're allowed to do it. So is that a heter? It's usher, but it's mutter. Or it was never usher in the first place. Right, the isser, and again, and you could play around with this because this is all in the world of Darabanans. Right, you probably we would say the latter. To say it on a Daraisa level, we need a Ramban. Right, but this is all the once the Rabbanans say it's mutter, okay, so they say it's aser, now they say it's mutter. Pashas, it means that the only asered malacha that is helpful for the tree in terms of a positive, productive way doing it more. But once it's just there for protection, to use the language of the Bavli, it is ukme ilana, or to use the language of the Yerushalmi, it's just moshiv shomer. So then it was never included in the malacha itself. That's probably what it's easier to say it in that case. The machlokas here, the Gemara seems to say, oh, machlokas Rebbe in the Rabbanan. The Pnei Moshe says, I don't know where this machlokas is. Sounds like it's quoting this known machlokas. Plugta de Rebbe v'Rabbanan be'inyan zelo masasi beferish. I'm not exactly sure which machlokas is being referred to here, says the Pnei Moshe. I saw one of the achronim in the back, Rebbe Eliezer Simcha, suggest maybe this is the machlokas Rebbe in the Rabbanan, whether Shvius Bezvanazeh is Daraisa or Darabanan. Right, that comes up in Meseches Gittin and elsewhere. So he connects it there. Feel free to look there. But again, the Gemara, Beferish, doesn't link it to that. This malacha on Chol HaMoed, as we know, is a big topic. Just to mention, whenever this comes up, we try to mention different elements to it. The sugya is one of the only places in Shas, Rishonim mention it often, but one of the only places in Shas where the Gemara says, Masra HaKasav L'Chachamim, that the Rabbanan themselves not only interpret the Torah, which they always do, but they have the ability to create the contours of the halacha itself. Right? That's Isser Malacha Nechal HaMoed. How could there be any heterim if something is Asur Daraisa? There are machlokas Rishonim, whether Isser Malacha Nechal HaMoed is Daraisa or Darabanan. So if you say it's Darabanan, then you understand all the heterim, because the whole thing is Darabanan. It's Darabanan say if it's Davar HaAved, and Sarah HaMoed, and Maisa Hedyot. Right? All of that is allowed. But if it's usher from the Torah, how could you have all these built-in allowances? So that's where the Gemara says, Masra Kazva Chachamim. The Rabbanan themselves create the contours of what is usher and what is not. But the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed itself, if it's Daraisa, does that reflect a Kedushas Hayom? L'may Nafkamina, Tfilin. Tfilin on Chol HaMoed. That is a huge topic. Machlokas Rishonim, Machlokas Bechaber, and the Ramah, whether one should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Shulchan Aruch says no. It's just like an os, just like Shabbos, just like Yantif. The Ramah says yes, maybe, and the Taz explains, maybe put it on with a Tanai, put it on without a Bracha, put it on quietly, meaning say the words, the Bracha quietly, all different opinions about it. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, I think it was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, said no, they don't wear tefillin, zero. Don't wear tefillin. So the story is told that the Rev Soloveitchik, when he was younger, asked his father, it's not even a suffik. You know, we're briskers. You know, just to be machmer mishum suffik. He said, it's not even a suffik. It's not even a suffik. It's vaday no tefillin. Where does it say it in Shas? Where does it say in Shas there's no tefillin? Doesn't say it. So Achronim come up with different suggestions. It says it. So the suggestion that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had was the Gemara in Erechin and Megillah, the two different places, about Hallel. Nothing to do with tefillin. We're on Arachin Daf Yud, where the Gemara talks about what are the ingredients for saying full Hallel, right? The 18 days that we say full Hallel, 21 days outside of Eretz Yisrael. What are the ingredients? So we have, says the Gemara, why the Gemara starts off by saying, why for Sukkot do you say it every day, full Hallel on my Pesach, when you say it the first day, right? Why don't you say it afterwards? So you need kol yom adachag chalukim b'karbon hasayin. Every day of Sukkot has its own separate carbon, which reflects a unique Kedushas Hayom. So that's why every day of Sukkot. The Pesach in Chalukim Makarban Hasein. Pesach has the same carbon every day, which reflects the same Kedushas Hayom, so only the first day of Pesach. So you have 8 days of Chanukah, that's Halal for the Nes. You have 7 days of Pesach, that's 15. So then you have Shavuos, right? It's, at 16. Right, and then you have over the, right, Sukkot has 8 days. 8 days, not 7 days. Sukkot has eight, Chanukah has eight, 16, first day of Pesach, and then Shavuos. That's 18. So the Gemara says, why not? Sukkot's because it's not, you don't have a separate carbon. What about Rosh Chodesh? What about Rosh Chodesh? No, it's not called a Moed. Right? Lema, Loikri Mo, I'm sorry. I skipped a line. Let me go back. Anyway, we say first Shabbos. What about Shabbos? Want to see how long Shabbos? No, Lo Ikri Moed, it's not called a Moed. Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. Lo Ikdish Ba'asiyas Malacha. Rosh Chodesh wasn't sanctified with Asiyas Malacha. So you need a full Kedushas Hayom. Ikdish Ba'asiyas Malacha. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, why don't we say this earlier by Pesach? Chol HaMoed. You know why you don't say, and why do you say Hol Halal on Sukkot, Chol HaMoed? Lo ikdish basiyas malacha. Isn't that another ingredient? The Gemara here says, what are the ingredients for halal? Moed, separate carbon, ikdish basiyas malacha. So, how could you say halal every day of Pesach? It must be chala moed is ikdish basiyas malacha. It has full knushas hayom, but there are certain heterim. Certain heterim of malacha. But it is ikdish basiyas malacha. And because it is ikdish basiyas malacha, that's why one wouldn't put on tefillin, according to, he felt that was a raya brura. Raya brura. Again, it wasn't such a raya brura, the Ramah didn't think so, but that is one. Again, there's a lot more, lacha kalamoid, but we need to continue. Again, we'll get back to other topics. We'll see. Taman tanina, we go weiter. We learn later on, Misha later on, adaf chavtes. Hamavakeh b'zayis lo yechabeh ba'afar. If somebody cuts olive trees for the lumber, Hamavakeh azayis, right, you're cutting it for the wood. So then, but you want to protect the branches that you cut from. So, lo yechapeh ba'afar, you're not allowed to put dirt on it because that would stimulate growth. And remember, the rules are, stimulating growth is a problem. Aval machasu ba'avanavim u'pakash, but you could cover it with stone or straw, because that's just protection. That doesn't stimulate. Rabbi Yonah Amar, Rabbi Avuna boy, ma bein kasha, ma bein afar. What's the difference? So the same lashon, kashin inu elikamosh of shomer. Kashin, this type of straw, is just like putting a shomer there, guarding it, protecting it. So that's allowed. Afar osa latina v'higadela mechamaso. But if you put the dirt, that creates like a mud, which is a real strong protection, and that stimulates growth, and that would be a problem. Tani, Rabbi Yosi ben Kupar, Amar Bishur Mebelazar ben Shemua. This is now until Rosh Hashanah, the Ras Elio says. Beit Shammai Omrim, Mashgalanofa Yored El Iker. Right, up until Rosh Hashanah, you could water the branches. You could water the branches, but you're not allowed to water the Rosh. I'm sorry, the Rosh says this. The Rosh Bishans. Right, the Mar Folda quotes the Rosh Bishans. So you're allowed to water the branches, and then it'll go down to the Iker. Beisilla Omrim, Mashke Ben Alanopin El Iker. Beisilla says, you could water everything. You could even water the Iker. You could water directly before Rosh Hashanah, right? Maybe he holds like the, even more than the Mishnah. The Mishnah, right? What did the Mishnah say? Mishnah Rebbe Atudeyas. The Tanakhama said, you could water until Rosh Hashanah. That's what Beis Hillel says. Rebbe Lazar Bar Tzadok says, you could water the, even during Shemitah. Even during Shemitah. The Tanakhama said, you could water until Rosh Hashanah. Rebbe Lazar Bar Tzadok said, you could even water during Shemitah on the branches. This is until Rosh Hashanah, so Beis Hillel is reflecting the Shita of the Tanakhama in our Mishnah. Now we continue. Debeis Rabbi Yanai, now we're talking about during Shemitah. Now we're talking about during Shemitah, the Mefarshim explained. Debeis Rabbi Yanai, Mashke Besala. They used to water in an unusual way. They didn't just pour water on the grass or on the plants, but they put water in a basket. And kind of like you put the basket, there are holes in the basket, so you take the basket over the plants, and it sprinkles out. That is allowed, right? You're allowed to do that in that unusual way. Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavi, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Tavli, Mashke Besala. They also did this. Rabbi Chiya bar Ba, Rabbi Yudin bar Giria, Mashke Besala. They watered with a basket. Va'adar, and they hoed a little bit also. And they hoed under the tree so that the water would go in. So it would go into the roots. And then the next four words, machlokes, how to understand them. Is it a sentence? It is a question. So the Mara Folda says it is an unanswered question. How did they do this? You poured water and you hoed? V'chi miskaven lavodes haaretz. They're working the ground. How did they do that? That's what the Marafolda reads it, right? Bitmiya, shezeba v'adai aser, v'lo mashani klum. Right, the Pnei Moshe reads this as a justification of the above. He's saying, they didn't have kavana for the Avodah Zarah. This is just, you know, what's normally done to get the water in. The Pnei Moshe says, v'chi b'kach v'skavin l'Avodah Zarah zu. He doesn't have kavana, he's just doing this to get some water in. So, is it working the land though? Maybe this line has to do with the sugya, who we touched on this already, about psik resha when it comes to shmita avodos. We know in Hilchah Shabbos there's a concept of psik resha. Psik resha is also daraisa. But what about when it comes to shmita? Does shmita have psik resha rules as well? Right. Let's say somebody has a drippy air that drips onto the grass. Right, a pipe that doesn't have an end, and you drink the sink. So is that an issue? So we paskin, as we'll see, there are definitely heterim. Now, psik resha by Shabbos, shmita is not like psik resha by Shabbos, and there's going to be heterim, as we will talk about. The post can talk about, but it says machlokas here how to understand this line of the Gemara. We continue. B'yomay Reb Chiya Bar Abba, in the days of Reb Chiya Bar Abba, havi mashkin diklaya bikanishta chadasa v'charvasa. They used to water palm trees with bikanishta chadasa, the type of broom. Also, they didn't water it directly. They got a broom wet and they kind of shook out the broom, and in that way they would be mezalif and sprinkle like the basket v'charusa. So we mentioned the pagan. You know what? Let's stop here by Sakhna Sapagin, because we're going to talk about the different days in the Mishnah. We'll stop here by the Shem, and we'll continue next time with this discussion, as we did the first 10 daf here in Masechet Shviyos.